This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Team Richland Community College presents the first annual Operation Obstacle, the race to end veteran suicide. Join us for a timed 2-mile obstacle course race to raise awareness for veteran suicide. The mostly flat course will have between 15 to 20 obstacles. A few of the obstacles will involve carrying or pulling weighted objects a short distance, army net crawls, climbing over shore walls, and going over, under, and through obstacles. The team challenges will include a Humvee pull and a tug of war. The event is this Saturday at 10 a.m. at Richland Community College. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Will the CDC agree? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. An advisory committee continuing discussions today on third COVID vaccine doses the day after the FDA approved
Pfizer COVID vaccine booster shots for people over 65, younger adults with health conditions, and for people with jobs that may put them at higher risk for the disease.
Fox's Jill Nato. There was a rise in unemployment last week. Fox's Lillian Wu has the numbers out live.
Dave, another 351,000 Americans filed for first-time jobless help last week, an unexpected uptick. Analysts thought we would see another pandemic low of around 320,000 claims. As for those still receiving unemployment, that rose too, to 2.84 million versus the expected 2.6 million, Dave.
Lillian, there is a worry for Republicans that inflation will spike more with all the spending Democrats keep trying to iron out. And Fox's Rachel Sutherland's live at the White House.
No clear path forward on passing a $3.5 trillion package that includes social programs and climate initiatives. Democratic lawmakers came to the White House yesterday to meet with President Biden. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, a key centrist who's balked at the price tag, said the president told him to come up with a number he could live with. Progressives have signaled they won't vote on a trillion-dollar core infrastructure bill without the larger package. The White House called the meetings productive and candid and said follow-up work would begin immediately. Dave?
Rachel, the search continues for Brian Laundrie in a Florida nature reserve, a person of interest in Gabby Petito's death.
They are now utilizing dive teams and sonar technology to search wasted water, that on top of cadaver dogs, ATVs, drones, and water buggies to help search teams navigate the unforgiving terrain.
Fox's Charles Watson in Venice, Florida. The U.S. Special Envoy to Haiti has resigned over deporting some of the thousands of Haitian migrants in a camp in Del Rio, Texas. Others have been allowed into the U.S. America's listening to Fox News.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/free. How much? Free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
While the CDC considers approving COVID vaccine boosters for some Americans, a third shot in the arm of Pfizer's version, the U.S. is donating a half billion more doses to poorer countries. Today at the U.N. General Assembly, African leaders will speak out on vaccine inequity that many people in their countries are unable to get the shots. Now, across the U.S., 3/4 of Americans 12 and older have had at least one dose as deaths keep rising lately among the unvaccinated. Almost 2,800 more reported yesterday. One of COVID's recent victims was a bride-to-be.
Things were going great for 29-year-old Samantha Wendell. She had just graduated from college, starting a new job as a surgical tech, and was engaged to be married to the love of her life. After coming back from a bachelorette party, she tested positive for COVID-19. She had planned to get the vaccine before her wedding, but the positive test changed those plans, and she got really sick. Instead of being in a wedding dress on her big day on August 21st, she was in the hospital on a ventilator. Her fiancé, who also got COVID but just with mild symptoms, says the couple didn't get vaccinated earlier because of misinformation that had been circulating. Samantha died on September 10th after doctors found extensive scarring on her lungs. John Saucier, Fox News.
Closing arguments are underway at R. Kelly's trial, where the singer did not testify in his own defense.
The federal prosecutors are going point by point through the racketeering charges against Kelly, explaining how the government evidence showed Kelly presided over an enterprise made up of about 20 employees over the years that committed illegal acts specifically to assist Kelly's grooming underage girls and young women and a few young men for sexual activity. The government has to prove just two of those illegal acts beyond a reasonable doubt, but the prosecution has offered many more. Before the closing arguments began, the defense called its final witness, a music consultant who worked with Kelly starting in 2016. He said that he never saw Kelly commit any of the acts he'd been accused of.
Mike Sachs with Fox 5 TV in Brooklyn. On Wall Street, stocks may rise some more. Dow futures up over 200 points the day after a big rebound rally. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today's going to be sunny and windy with a high of 70, and tonight it's going to be clear with a low around 47. For Friday, sunny with a high of 80 and a slight chance of nighttime rain, and Saturday, sunny with a high near 74. The current temperature in downtown Decatur sits at 50 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:06.
We've got our final regular season Cardinals tickets to give away, courtesy of First Mid. We'll check in with Debbie Bogle from the United Way. 8 o'clock hour of the company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We are back here on a Thursday and happy to be here with you. Happy to have you here with us as we are grateful, grateful each and every morning that you choose to spend your day with us, or at least the start of your day, or whenever you might be listening. That might be coming to you at 7:30 tonight on your couch, so we appreciate you too.
Yeah, we're 14 days from now. You might be listening to what we're saying today. So hello,
and or you might be one of those people that reacts to, like, you know, the look back a year ago on Facebook kind of
right
thing.
Hi everybody in the future.
It's 2022. No, that video you sent has everything that I am talking about.
The second one.
The freeze, the race against the freeze. I was unfamiliar, not a Atlanta Braves fan or somebody who consumes their regular stuff, but they've got a sprinter, a guy in spandex and some goggles, and they give a fan a head start, right?
Big head start.
Yeah, I was stunned.
They go from pole to pole, you know, the outfield.
So like they start off in left field, like, you know, like
on the foul line.
Mm-hmm. There's cheerleaders, you know, there, like the ball girls or whatever. And I mean, it seems to me he gets almost about halfway across before the other guy gets started.
Yeah, that generally, but if he senses somebody really slow, he'll give an extra amount.
I got you.
Yeah.
So to set up the video for you listening, the fan, who's a young kid, doesn't look not athletic, and he gets almost to the halfway point.
So center field, right up
almost.
Almost.
Yeah. And then the freeze, and maybe you know the origin of the character.
Not really.
Literally wearing like a tank top and track shorts and full body spandex with goggles. And then the other ball girls are over there with a finish line.
Mm-hmm. A little ribbon to run through.
And the guy has like a Leon Lett moment, you know, where he pulls up to start celebrating, throws his hands in the air so the fans can. This is why people do this. That taste.
Oh, yeah. You don't hear footsteps. You're out there. You got this.
So then he looks to his left, sees the spandex freeze guy blowing past him, and then just face plants right in the dirt.
Right. It's everything.
I wonder who the guy is in the spandex.
There's stories about it. His name is something like Brylon Banks. It's two B's is his name. And he does this all the time. I love it.
And so many of these people clearly are out of shape because they get to the halfway point they're just out of steam.
Yeah.
But this guy face planting is just the perfect. It's exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
These things are, you're playing against the house.
Right. It is rigged for you to lose.
Right. And what they're hoping for is exactly what that kid did, the face plant. Because then not only you get the unbelievable reaction in the stadium, it goes viral.
Yep, and it's happened multiple times. There's multiple people falling 8 feet short of the finish line for that exact reason.
And you're out there thinking you're going to beat Carl Lewis.
Right. You got this huge lead, and I don't even need it. I don't need all that.
The guy is really fast, whoever is in the spandex. Watching him catch up to these people. Now, I'm watching a guy right now with a beer belly and a Braves jersey and the backward hat. Not a problem.
And you notice Mr. Freeze.
And bam, he just went down.
Mr. Freeze is in like first gear.
Yes.
When he knows he doesn't need to run, he doesn't run.
And not only is he blowing through the finish tape, he like literally runs into the wall at full speed.
Yeah.
This is the stuff that I most people love.
Mm-hmm.
And I like watching it vicariously here on my computer screen. I am someone who I think that the camera on the fans, that stuff makes me just feel awkward.
Oh, yeah, the guy with the mustard this week, do you see him?
No.
Some older guy. They zoomed in on him. He's sitting behind home plate. He's probably 70-something. He had mustard on his cheek, like not just a tiny bit.
Like
but
a
like
big glob.
More than a quarter size, okay?
Yeah.
His wife's sitting there talking to him. No big deal. He gets a phone call, and he goes, "What? I'm on TV." You can read his lips. I'm on TV, and then I got mustard on my face.
Yes.
And the camera's like, "We're gonna watch this unfold."
Like, the kiss camera. I mean, that's ridiculously
kiss cam
manipulative.
Oh yeah. Sometimes here's what they do in stadiums. They will do kiss cam, and it's all loving and all that, and then they'll find a pair of like two guys dressed in the other team's jerseys, and they'll go, "Come on, kiss cam," and they and they get all mad, and then the crowd cheers. It's and Benny the Bull up in Chicago, he has his popcorn gig, his gag where he'll carry this oversized like body length thing of popcorn trying to get to his seat,
right?
And he'll look to the left and spill some, and look to his right and then throw it. That stuff is all fun.
And for me, it's the exact opposite.
You're like, just show me.
I paid to see Michael Jordan. The mascot's okay. And the mascot's at least a professional. I think my draw my line and when they bring the amateurs in.
Yeah. And Benny is like,
you give me the sausage races. I'm all about that.
Yeah.
But you put some Joe Blow out there. I have this superpower that I don't want that if I could get rid of, if I could drop it today, I would.
Yeah.
I feel all of the embarrassment for the people who are incapable of feeling their own embarrassment.
Oh, yeah. That's called cringetopia. Yeah, where you're just, like, cringing for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're... Yeah.
It's called... Okay, there's a name to it now.
Yeah, there's a subreddit.
Well, at least... Okay, I'm not alone.
Oh, yeah.
There are three or four of us.
No, 3 or 4 million of you that love to watch... I guess that's not fair. You don't love it. So, yeah, there's probably a 3 or 4.
I feel all of the uncomfortable things they should be feeling.
Yeah. But do you still watch? Or do you because that's the thing. It's like watching the car wreck. You're like,
well, if I'm at a stadium, it's not like I can turn the channel.
You can look away or do something. But...
Cringetopia.
Yeah.
I'm going to get t-shirts, man.
Oh, man. Cringe is the hardest thing to do when the subject is unaware, not when they're being victimized
Nick,
or something like
I
that.
I feel this way when I'm watching one of these school board meetings. Some people feel anger or like, oh, my God, these people are ridiculous. I have this cringetopia thing. I'm feeling everything they should be feeling if they were normal human beings.
Like that lady that was trying to magnetize on her,
yes.
And it just kept falling off. And
yes.
It's like, you should be aware that this isn't working.
Yes. Oh. She just got her medical license renewed.
Don't keep pushing through this. Just, you know, step away.
I cannot tell you. And maybe that's why I won't ever be out there throwing the first pitch or won't be trying to beat whatever former Olympic track star is in that spandex suit in Atlanta, because I know.
I would 0% try the Mr. Freeze. And I love the Braves, Atlanta, all that. They ask me, they're like, we really want you to do it? No
and see,
way.
And in my mind, when I hear you say that, it seems like running is way easier than throwing a pitch across home plate. Right. And you're not expected to beat the guy in the spandex.
That's actually true. But I'm not supposed to lose that bad. Come on, man. You got to get to center field.
Nick's like in center field, just dying. Like the heavy breathing's already there. Like you can just watch the steam run out of these people. It's hysterical. All right. Yeah, Cringetopia. Anybody else do that? I mean, as far back as I can remember, sitting in a classroom, you know, in grade school, feeling that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's common. A lot of people like to consume it because they like the feeling of that cringe.
No. See, I don't get any enjoyment out of it at all. There's nothing satisfying. It's as awkward and embarrassing and awkward feeling like, in my body for the person who can't
just know.
Feel it themselves.
Oh, yeah.
All right. It's just self-awareness.
Yeah, there's a new...
We all have blind spots. I'm not claiming to be perfect in this regard.
Yeah, the kiss on the cheek that is not wanted, there's a lot of cringe to that one. Like people coming out as guests on talk shows.
Yes.
Or where they lean in for it and the other person's like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that is to me a little different. I mean, that's awkward social interactions. Versus just you just not. I keep telling about this Vandalia school board meeting. You can watch it on YouTube. The bat, you know what, craziness going on at these school board meetings.
Was this a one time down there? Or is this?
This was a woman with a whole bunch of ink and a stack of papers that is literally certifiable.
Oh man.
But quite convinced she's a genius. And so I'm annoyed by her lack of compassion or caring about other people, but I have that same cringetopia watching her so convinced of her own convictions about her expertise in COVID-19 and the conspiracies.
I haven't seen this particular one, but I've seen a lot like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also in one called Confidently Incorrect.
Often wrong, never uncertain.
Yeah, you see a lot of that.
Yes. So the cringe thing. I'm glad to know. I really kind of thought that was sort of like not a common thing.
But there is a difference. There are people that acknowledge the same exact feeling that you're talking about and like feeling so awkward that they're watching it. And then there are the ones that are like, I can't look. So most people have that weird feeling like this is not going well and you should pull the plug.
Public speaking. If you're at something and you just sort of, you can just feel it when it's not going well. Else is doing it and you're just, oh my God.
Oh yeah. What about the ones that are planned?
I never get nervous about doing it myself.
Right. What about the ones that are planned? So this is an awkward one. What about like if you go to receive an award or something and your speech is to criticize the people that are giving you the award or something, where it's planned, but the whole crowd is like, oh, it's like scratching on glass or something for people. But it's planned. It's the person giving the speech knows that they're about to lambast, the whole system.
Yeah.
Do you feel that?
I'll tell you, I don't watch a lot of that stuff.
Have you ever been in person to see something like that?
Where the person accepting the whatever docks the place or the thing?
Yeah, something like that. To where,
give me an example, because I'm not really coming up with anything.
Okay, so here, I'll make up a generic one. Like a kid wins valedictorian and then says, I want to thank none of the teachers because none of you helped me when I needed help. I want to thank not the school because everything was like pulling teeth. Or, you know, have you ever seen anything like that?
I don't know. I don't recall in person. I've seen people that are really awkward or try to be funny and are Michael Jordan's Hall of Fame speech.
Oh, that was bad. That was bad.
It's like, man, dude.
That's a forever meme.
Yeah, that is literally, this is why.
Yeah, that's kind of close. That's in the same sort of vein. Like, I'm winning this, but it's not because of all of you.
Look at what I've accomplished, and then I'm still going to give you my bitter list.
Yeah, that's a tame version of that to some degree. Those are awkward as well.
I did read an interview yesterday with the producers of the Emmy Awards who really took Seth Rogen to task because that was completely disingenuous, his little thing. He had rehearsed. He knew all the protocols. They were cleared by the county health department, the state health department. They went through months of everybody there either had to be vaccinated or tested negative within 24 hours. They were all spaced. They used ionized. I mean, all the stuff that they did and that he knew, and then he went out there and did that anyway for laughs.
Right. I mean, so they're just jokes, but they're little.
They were furious.
Yeah.
They were happy with the show, but they thought that was just a cheap shot on a guy trying to get a laugh over something that's very serious that they spent months on.
Yeah.
And that sounds about like him. Right?
Yeah, but I mean, were they funny jokes, but also...
No, he came in and said, look, they lied to us. I wouldn't be here.
Oh, so I heard the punchlines.
No, no. You know, literally, you know, it was, you know, at first you kind of hear it and you go, okay, somebody calling out Hollywood sort of, you know.
Yeah.
But then you kind of get the behind the scenes and you realize that guy is just going for a laugh, but at the expense of something that's really not funny.
He mixed a lie in with the joke.
Yes.
That's if it's just the joke and the payoff, I'm fine with it. But if you're lying on them to make them look
like
terrible,
yes.
I think that's a little cross the
line. Why do we have a roof? You know, it's more important to have chandeliers than to, you know, kill whoever. I get what you're asking. It's not that. I don't mind the controversial part of things. It's the awkward that makes me awkward.
Unintentionally awkward.
Yes.
Whereas the other has the intention
of trying
to be. The
real awkward is always unintentional. And then I feel their pain. I feel their sweat. I feel their nerves. I feel their all of that. So it's a weird phenomenon that I might be the only guy sitting in the audience that would be more comfortable on the stage in front of everybody than watching somebody else.
Here, let me take this. Let me help you out of this one.
Hold my beer.
Yeah, or hold my Cosmo or hold my fries.
Yes.
Depending on the circumstances.
Let's take a break. Here's Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today's going to be sunny and windy with a high near 70, and tonight clear with a low around 47. For Friday, sunny with a high near 80 and a slight chance of nighttime rain, and Saturday, sunny with a high near 74. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 52 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:22.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Do you want a chance to positively impact the Decatur community and grow your career? If you've got the passion, Decatur Memorial Hospital is the place. Right now, Decatur Memorial Hospital, an affiliate of Memorial Health System, is hiring for a wide range of positions across multiple departments and clinic areas. Apply your passion today and visit jobs.choosememorial.org to see all available positions, benefits, and more. Come discover all the things Memorial has to offer. Memorial is an equal opportunity employer.
During the midst of this healthcare crisis, you can continue to count on the trusted staff at Dale's South Lake and Coley's Drugstores to continue to bring you fast, friendly, and reliable pharmacy services. We encourage customers to utilize our home delivery service, curbside delivery, or our drive-thru window. Don't forget to download our free Coley's Drugs app to submit refills for your medication anytime. Our friendly staff can help you pick out Fannie Mae candy, cards, puzzles, or other over-the-counter items. Call us today at 429-5165 for all your pharmacy needs. We're friends helping friends.
Add curb appeal with the new ThermaTru entry door from Moroa Lumber. Whether you want the look of real wood or a pop of color, you'll find a wide variety of styles to choose from. ThermaTru doors are durable and energy efficient. They won't rot like wood or dent or rust like steel. They offer up to 4 times the insulation value of most wood doors and carry outstanding warranties. No wonder they're the most preferred entry door brand among building professionals. Discover the ThermaTru doors at Moroa Lumber, 229 East Main in Moroa.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
What a great song from my lifetime. I think that was out my senior year in high school, or maybe the summer after my senior year, somewhere around there. You know, you're 18. I think I was 17 when I graduated. Don Henley. Boys of Summer. Just had a feel, right?
Yeah, it still does. Still
transitional
works.
Song.
Mm-hmm.
We're back here. I thought of one of the more awkward in-person things, like we were talking about, that you knew was flopping and was palpable, was Clint Eastwood talking to that chair.
Oh.
At the Republican National Convention for Mitt Romney.
He could have turned that into one of his new boring movies.
No, it was like, I mean, it wasn't boring. It was
weird.
Flop sweat. I mean, there is a difference between the two.
Sure.
Boring is just when the audience is going, oh God, when is this guy going to finish? Flop sweat is like, oh my God, what is going on? And this isn't working at all.
Yeah.
Like, you're sure in his mind, he's a guy who directs pictures.
Mm-hmm.
He understands storytelling.
Yeah,
I'm going to go out there and I'm going to talk to a chair. And I've got this idea that makes all the sense in the world. And it just didn't work out that way at all.
That's bad.
Yes.
Do you remember the Boom Goes the Dynamite as sportscaster?
Oh, absolutely. That was one of the first sort of viral things, right?
Yeah. And he said, and the guy does the shot. It's like he couldn't recover, but Tosh gave him a redemption. He got to redo that play. He got to recall it, and it went smooth.
Yeah. And by the way, you know, if you're in broadcasting, you do this every day, there's going to be moments.
Right, but he couldn't find his feet. He was slipping. He couldn't find his feet.
Right. And I just tell you, I don't take any joy out of that. No. I'm just telling you, I feel the pain every step of the way with that guy.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, Boom Goes the Dynamite was a fake.
It was so late.
And the difference now is, I mean, in the few short years, and that's probably been 10 or 12 years ago, the few short years, though, is now that guy, because of his awkwardness, is a TikTok superstar.
Right. Yep. Yeah, it certainly softened it for people moving forward. But when you take yourself 100% serious and you flub, people are like, ha.
I promise you, I don't take any joy in it. Even people I dislike, you know, I mean, if even people I don't have an affinity for, if I'm watching them flop, I get embarrassed for them.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's just a reaction thing I can't control.
It's just built-in empathy.
It's not empathy.
It is to some degree.
I don't think it is, Nick.
Yeah, for sure.
Listen, I'm going to be as self-aware as I profess to be. I don't think that's it.
Yeah, what is it?
I don't know. That's why when you gave me a name for it, I'm going to go do a little digging because I just thought it was my own weird thing.
It's people love to share the cringe. But the opposite. You're the opposite.
I know that. I'm not talking about people taking delight in other people. It's failure. That's not it at all. It is. You're right in that it's empathy as a reaction.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Biological.
I don't know where that starts. I mean, I don't think, just knowing me and my personality, that it's some heartstrings thing. Right?
Don't tell me I'm cuddly.
Oh, dear.
Don't bother. Winnie the Pooh?
I don't think it's that. It may be some sort of, like, literally prehistoric, you know, thing. I have no idea. But I feel every bit of it. And yeah. Always have. Sit there and tell you in the fourth grade when everybody had to read a page from a book out loud. Oh. Torture. Absolute torture.
Oh, man.
Not the teacher. That was great. I think the fourth grade is when we got all the Little House on the Prairie books, a little bit at a time, throughout a whole year. She would read those. And she had a great voice. She knew how to read. It's when we turned it into Democracy. She said, okay, now Pete, the third row, gets a page. Oh, my God.
Get through it.
Just want to scream internally. I mean, you know, it's, yeah, always been there.
Interesting.
I felt good to talk about, though, a little therapeutic. Mm-hmm. Like, spend a little time on the couch.
Good.
Not charged for that, is there?
No, it's free on Reddit.
All right, I appreciate it. Debbie Bogle will join us in the next half hour. We'll preview tonight's Diamonds of Desserts, honoring Tanya Andrews. We'll tell you what's happening with the United Way, because there's a lot of great stuff going on. And we do have those last tickets. Cards and Cubs. Man, 11 in a row. We'll be back after this.
This is Shiler with your stories now. Since the Macon County Health Department's last update on Tuesday, there has been one death and 68 new COVID-19 cases reported in Macon County. The resident was a female in her 50s. Macon County has now had a total of 14,548 since the start of the pandemic. Governor J.B. Pritzker and the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity announced that eligible cities and towns across the state who have yet to do so have just over a week to apply for the non-entitlement unit dollars authorized by the American Rescue Plan Act. To date, 1,009 local governments have taken steps to receive or claim over $361 million. Overall, $742 million was authorized by ARPA to assist non-entitlement units of government who have yet to receive a direct allocation for the latest stimulus. In Illinois, eligible NEUs include more than 1,250 cities, towns, and villages that each serve a population under 50,000. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
I'm Chris Foster. More Americans are staying on unemployment, and new claims for benefits have ticked back up to 351,000.
That is higher than expected. The continuing number, actually, this rose 2.845 million. That is actually significantly higher than we were expecting, well above the previous number at 2.665.
Cheryl Cassoni with Fox Business. Centers for Disease Control advisors are still discussing recommendations, but a coronavirus booster shot is cleared for use by the FDA.
The Food and Drug Administration now authorizing emergency use of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine as a booster shot, claiming those 65 and older, as well as people with underlying health conditions and those employed in high-risk environments like hospitals, schools, homeless shelters, and prisons, will be eligible to get a third dose 6 months after receiving their second shot.
Fox's Kevin Cork. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Cater.
Here's a look at your WSOY 3-day weather forecast. Today is going to be sunny and windy with a high of 70. And tonight, clear with a low around 47. For Friday, sunny with a high near 80, and a slight chance of nighttime rain. And Saturday, sunny with a high near 74. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 52 degrees, and your WSOY time
cringing
is 8:33.
Right now.
I sneezed. I'm sorry.
Listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
She loves to laugh, she loves to sing, she does everything.
You know, there's the band Journey, and then there's the scene in Caddyshack, which really stole this song from the band, don't you think?
Yeah. That's what I think of.
Debbie Bogle?
I don't remember Caddyshack.
Oh.
I actually don't even know if I've seen it.
Let's turn her up a little bit. Before we get into this, does it bother anybody that there's been a piece of mail sitting up on our front desk? It's been out there for 2 months.
I actually noticed that this morning.
Okay. Let me ask you this, though. And this is the problem. Nick and I are here literally like the Will Smith character in I Am Legend, right?
Yep.
We're about ready to go down to the video store and talk to mannequins. Everybody else is somewhere else. So this was, I'm just going to throw this out there. I don't even know, it's not my job, but Debbie Albright, we have mail for you. Their address isn't even the same address.
It's not even close.
How did this get delivered to us?
I don't know.
Maybe it's really important.
2 months ago.
My God, there could be test results in here.
That could be the cure. The cure is right there.
So this is supposed to go to the 360 block of North Water. We're 250.
So is that north?
It doesn't matter. It's 100 off.
Yes, it's
and so how does it get dropped off? How does it get delivered? How does it end up here? And then who accepted it? Who brought it in? Who put it on the counter like the counter was going to do something with it? The unmanned counter in the cobwebs. So, Debbie, I don't know. Maybe I'll walk it down and find the address myself. I'll do a little Kevin Costner, pretend to be the postman.
That'd be cool.
Okay, I'm going to do that today.
Oh, awesome.
Debbie, your whatever it is on the way.
That's awesome.
It's that kind of stuff. I walk by a phone that's blinking with messages on it, and I know no one's checked that phone in 9 months. What if there's something important there?
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, what if it's Sly Stallone saying, I want you to do a song from my next movie?
What if it's MacArthur inviting you out for that first pitch?
That's why it's going unanswered.
Okay. Is that unusual to feel that kind of... I mean, I hate unanswered questions.
No, I get it. The blinking light on the... I mean, I may have that occasionally at work, but I get it.
It's like every single... You can walk by any phone in this office, and it's doing that.
Yeah, that's... I would be curious, like, who called me?
Yeah. Do we even have a phone system still?
I don't know. We have them in here.
What's that?
We do have it in,
no,
in this room.
No, I moved the Telo system in here, which is different than the actual office system.
Yeah, I don't know.
We have great new phones.
I'm told at the new place,
yes.
Well, I'm not sure. The only evidence that I have that there's not phones out there is people calling me, asking me stuff I would have no way of knowing.
Like what?
Like, what time are the market reports running? Something about swaps. I mean, stuff that's not related to buyers and companies. So I'm fielding some calls.
That's been the case for 25 years.
Oh, I know. Oh, I guess. Well, I guess they have nowhere else to call.
The difference is today, via the World Wide Web, those swap shop calls would have been like 75 a day.
Right.
Versus Bernice, who calls now. That's a fictional character, by the way. Don't take offense. Debbie Bogle, how are you doing?
I am doing great. It's a busy, busy time.
Yeah? How is the campaign going?
Campaign is going well. Still finishing up with Caterpillar. They're having a bowl-a-thon tomorrow night in support of United
Way. B-O-W-L?
What, how did I say it?
A bowl-a-thon, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, I meant
bowling.
Like in bowling, yes.
Yes, bowling.
Yeah.
I get made fun of a lot for saying words wrong. So.
It could be a mechanical bowl.
Yes, it's not a bowl-a-thon.
It'd be like a straight out of Urban Cowboy thing.
It's a bowling tournament.
Yes.
And they just do so many things for United Way. And they're going to have Family Day coming up in October where their employees and the public can come out and see some of their products, their big giant mining trucks.
Right.
They'll have lots of things for their for kids to do and lots of fun stuff out there. So we appreciate what they do. Campaigns are kicking off all over the place. We're getting presentations scheduled, and it's just a great time. It's an exciting time for United Way.
What's it been like, post COVID, into last spring and then into the fall and then through another spring and then into another fall, and I'm sure, your world's been a little different and companies have been different, people working from home. Yeah. Have you been able to bridge all those gaps?
You know, it's been kind of crazy. Places like Caterpillar, and we have quite a few businesses that most of their employees are still working from home. But they've been able to adapt, and I've done a lot of Zoom presentations. And
so that some of that stuff will probably be the new norm, right? I mean, as we sort of accelerate into because of the pandemic, there'll be a new way of doing campaigns.
Yes. And, you know, I feel like we've reached more people because, like, for Ameren, for example, I just got done doing several Zoom presentations to their staff. And I think it was easier for people to pop onto that rather than come down to the conference room, you know, when they're
sure.
So it's I think we're reaching more people. Last year was pretty incredible. You know, usually when there's a crisis, you know, it affects the whole community. A lot of times the donations go down because there just isn't as many people, you know, working or whatever the case may be. And people were so generous last year. People really wanted to help. They wanted to help with COVID relief. They wanted to help with rent, food, whatever, you know, they wanted to make sure these things were still happening and people had access to the services that they need. Because even though all of these things, you know, that we were doing COVID related, the whole community, there were still those other issues that we are dealing with poverty and all of those things. So it was really important to be able to continue to do both things and make sure that we're reaching as many people as possible. So it's very inspiring when people step up the way they've stepped up.
Okay, well, and it's not too late. I mean, you got plenty of time to still have a campaign.
Oh, yeah, we're just getting started. I mean, we've just done a few campaigns so far. We're getting them scheduled. It's so easy to be a part of this, and especially now with Zoom and these other things. And I can walk you through it, how easy it is, how you can do fun things with your employees to get them engaged, or just learn about what's happening in the community and how you can be a part of that. And it's so easy. You can call me at 217-422-8537. Had some people call yesterday about getting started and trying out a new campaign and doing some new fun things. So it's never too late. We do this all year round. And, you know, it's really important to get our message out and let people know what does it mean to be a part of United Way.
All right. UWDecatur.org is the website. All right. Big thing. We're like, what, a couple of weeks from the food drive? As hard as that is to believe?
Yeah, it's coming quick. And
now, there was a glitch or something going on with the volunteers thing up front, right?
Yes, so you could get on and sign up for one shift, but it wasn't allowing to sign up for more than one shift.
Okay, so that's been fixed.
It's been fixed. If you were signing up for more than one shift, you might want to go back in there and check and see if your name's in. If you're in there, give me a call again at 422-8537. But if you signed up for one shift, it was working fine. But all that's been fixed now. I know we have the volunteers are rolling in. The very first shifts and the last shifts of the day are completely filled up. So we still have a few shifts left during the day, which a lot of times is our busiest time.
Yeah.
And so please go to our website at uwdecatur.org, and you can get signed up there.
You can also go to the 20th Annual WSOY Community Food Drive page on natdecatur.com, and if you click under How to Get Involved, you can take that link right up. To sign up to volunteer. But there's also frequently asked questions and fund distribute. I mean, all the information is available there, and a Venmo ability to go ahead and give ahead of time if you want.
Which is awesome. You know, people last year we brought that to the food drive, and people used it. It's a quick, easy way to be a part of the food drive. We will have credit card. You'll be able to use credit cards the day of at the site.
Yes.
You can also call into First Christian Church and be able to either pledge or pay with credit card through that. So there's lots of ways to be able to participate.
We want to make it as easy as possible. And we're going to cash again. Look, you know, the committee, the people, the volunteers, everybody that does this, love the days of forklifts and trucks and food and the feeling behind all of that. But I just think this thing has, you know, this COVID being an accelerator that we just got in talking about, the upsides to doing the all cash, first and foremost, are is doing this with the utmost safety we can possibly do in what's really a bad time again for our county with COVID, right? We don't have to have hundreds of volunteers. We don't have to have people on top of each other. We don't have to have people doing the longer face-to-face interaction. We want to support the cause, protect our volunteers and the people that are participating in this event. But then the byproduct of that is the cash to these, I believe it was 13 area pantries that yes. we supported last year, gives them to buy what they need when they need it. And then if you get to low as 19 cents a pound through the Central Illinois Food Bank, it's just that much more impactful.
Exactly. And, you know, people love to do food drives, you know, throughout the year. And they do bring canned goods in, and those things are important too. But this gives everybody the ability to buy, you know, maybe they don't need, you know, 100 cans of spaghetti. And they can buy what they need that they know their clients
yeah, or they're
will
running
use.
Low on or whatever they might need that's, you know, necessary.
Exactly.
So please give. And if you want to get one of those remaining slots to volunteer, I would encourage you to get there and do it pretty quickly because it fills up pretty fast because we just don't, we don't need 500 people out there.
Right, right. And, you know, we have, I think, between 4 and 8 people per two-hour shift. We did two-hour shifts instead of one-hour shifts. Just to keep the same people there a little bit longer so there wasn't as many people coming and going. And, yeah, they are filling up fast. And it's still going to be a great day, a great event. You know, it'll just look a little different than we're used to again, and that's okay. It's still such an amazing day.
So we did 3.2 million pounds last year.
It's incredible. Absolutely incredible.
And, you know, obviously the goal is to beat that number.
Right.
That's daunting when you say it out loud. You know what I mean?
It is.
I mean, with all the faith I have in the incredibly generous people of this community, and my faith runs deep in that because I've just seen it with my own two eyes too many times to not have faith in the people of this community. But it's still a big, big number.
It is. And you always, we very rarely talk about the goal, you know, and how much just because we're like, well, what if, you
yeah.
know, and. But, you know, our community is so generous, and they come through year after year. This is, I think, an important thing for everybody in our community to help people.
It's a basic level of help that just about everybody can wrap their arms around.
Exactly.
You know, a kid not going to bed hungry.
Exactly.
I mean, if you can't relate to that or understand that, good for you. You're living a really nice life. But I think most people can say, at a community level, that we ought to at least be able to conquer that.
Exactly. We ought to at least be able to feed our community. And, you know, it's like you said, it's an easy thing to wrap your head around. It's not looking at outcomes. It's not looking at some of these other things. It's, I know I fed somebody. I know I helped be a part of feeding a child in our community, a family in our community. And, you know, I know the food pantries are seeing a lot of, I think we say this every year, but especially last year and now
same
this year,
different people.
It's catching up, and you know, there's so many families that are new to this that have not had to do this before, and you know, it's a hard thing I'm sure for families to do, but we're so happy that we're able to be a part of that in some way to make sure that they have that access, and you know, Don't quote me on this, but I mean, I think it was well over 700 new families just at one of our pantries that they saw over the last year. And
we saw this with the food distribution days, the food box distribution days. It was just stunning to me. And I don't know why, because I know the need. I mean, we spend 12 hours, you know, every year talking about the need and the community stepping up to meet that need. But this was a reverse of that. It was seeing the front end. And I don't even know how to describe those mornings.
No, and you get me all worked up here. I remember standing out there looking at the parking lot and just tearing up like, oh, my gosh. Like, you're right. We don't see that need like that. We know it's there, but when it's kind of in your face like that, it's, wow, like people I know that I would never have imagined were in a situation like that were, you know, sitting in the parking lot waiting. And we were so happy that we were able to partner with the Community Foundation, Newhoff, Central Illinois Food Bank, to be able to provide that.
And Crossing and everybody that's been
yes.
on board with helping out. All right, we'll take a break. Nick, you know, the thing I can compare it to is, like, you know, growing up, you know, in your history books, you had pictures, like black and white pictures of, you know, food lines, you know, during the Great Depression, soup lines, and you just, you know, you always had a hard time sort of being able to comprehend that.
To relate to that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's what it looked like when we did, you know, three or four of those. But that first one,
yeah.
I mean, I had to walk away. I kind of felt like overwhelmed, like, you know, with and just took a long walk down towards the Herald and Review where the cars were just lined up, ready to go. I mean, so I know that there are cynical people out there that think that everything like this is some sort of scam and people are just trying to figure out a way to live off other people, or they're just lazy, or they won't. I mean, there's a certain amount of people that have that. I find that to be, you know, it's cynical. Are there people who take advantage of services? Yes. Will there always be people who take advantage of someone else? Yes. But when you look people in the eye on a morning like that and you see every age demographic and every ethnicity and every, if you're cynical after experiencing that, you better go to a heart doctor, because I'm not sure you're alive.
It does something to you.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes you, you know, nobody wants to go do that. They don't want to sit in a line and wait for food.
And a lot of them are embarrassed to be there. And you know, it's just the need is real, folks. That's the point. And you can make a difference on October 8th or leading up to it. You can go to nowdecatur.com or uwdecatur.org to sign up to volunteer or give right now. We'll take a break, back with more right after this.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Millikan University invites high school and transfer students to a campus visit day on Monday, October 11th. Come see for yourself what a Millikan education is all about. Attend a campus visit day to learn about admission criteria and important deadlines, academic programs, financial aid and scholarships, and see how you can get involved in athletics, Greek life, and student organizations. Experience the Millikan difference on Monday, October 11th at a campus visit day. Register at millikan.edu/visit.
Do you want a chance to positively impact the Decatur community and grow your career? If you've got the passion, Decatur Memorial Hospital is the place. Right now, Decatur Memorial Hospital, an affiliate of Memorial Health System, is hiring for a wide range of positions across multiple departments and clinic areas. Apply your passion today and visit jobs.choosememorial.org to see all available positions, benefits, and more. Come discover all the things Memorial has to offer. Memorial is an equal opportunity employer.
Are you searching for a comfortable, safe, and secure environment where you can welcome family and friends? Eagle Ridge is the place for you. Eagle Ridge is the affordable assisted lifestyle community for adults age 65 and better. Enjoy your private apartment with home-cooked meals, housekeeping, and a gorgeous patio and courtyard. They also have a 24-hour emergency response system with nursing staff on call for your personal care needs. All this in a financial assistance program that makes Eagle Ridge affordable for everyone. Call 872-1282 or visit Eagle Ridge, 872-1282. West McKinley.
You're listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Thursday. Good morning and welcome. Debbie Bogle in the studios today. I consider this my mission this week is to embarrass and make Tanya Andrix as awkward as humanly possible by showering praise down on her individually.
I don't think it's going to take much for her to feel uncomfortable with that,
Brian. No, she's already really uncomfortable, but we're going to do it every day, and including tonight as she joins the Diamond Honorees Club from the Girl Scouts. I think about this, and I think about the blessings we have in this community, and life comes down to this. And Nick, one of the more surprising things, I think, over the years that I learned. When I started doing this show, I was 29 years old. I had a career going another direction and backed into this accidentally. And, you know, you get because it's a public job, because you get to meet people coming through here, you get invited to participate in things. And, you know, the first couple of years, you kind of sit in a room and you go, okay, I'm not really sure I belong in this room. I'm just going to listen to what the people have to say. And then sooner or later you kind of realize, well, I'm getting invited here for a reason, so they must want to know what I say, to then kind of like, would you quit asking me to be on this stuff? I'm kidding. But what you learn is that in a community this size, you know, there's a couple hundred people, if that, you know, that do a lot of the heavy lifting, you know, in a community that make a gigantic difference. And it doesn't mean there's not a lot of people that participate in things. I'm just saying you go to a board, you go to a meeting, you go to, and you see a lot of the same people. You've seen this, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And what you find is there's a lot of people who go, oh, I can't get in the club or the club. There's no club. There's just people that are willing to do the extra work, right?
Exactly.
And they would love to have help. There's no shutting anybody out.
Absolutely.
Trust me. You saw that with your board introduction course, right? I mean, you know, and you know what it's like trying to fill a board. It's not that anybody's going, oh, you can't be at the table. We need more people volunteering to be at the table.
Exactly.
Yeah, there are a lot of people in the community that I only know from them doing things. Like, I don't know them from work. I don't know them from hanging out. I just know them from being at things that they're doing stuff.
It gets to the point where, I mean, there have been a number of conversations where three or four meetings into a day pre-COVID, we're like, why do we just keep picking up and going to a different office to meet with the same people about a different subject?
Exactly.
But I think, what would our community look like without Tanya Andrews?
You know, her vision, and when she started at Crossing, it just completely changed our community.
It's unrecognizable today from where it was, and where it was, by the way, for a long time.
Exactly.
It wasn't a new organization she took.
Right. And she took that and just, I think she doubled the amount of people that they could serve. It's an incredible place. And, you know, we talk about a lot of that stuff, but I'm actually a client at Crossing because their service is so amazing.
Me too.
Right after I had my aneurysm, Tanya she would come pick me up and take me to the doctor and take me to Crossing, and I've never had better service. And an example, a couple weeks ago, my daughter was here, and, she had to go get tested for COVID because she was not feeling well. And so we went over there and, did the Shield test. Their employees were so over the top amazing. From the minute we walked in the door to the minute we left, even offering, I'll be at the main building tomorrow. If anything happens or you feel worse, you come over there and talk to me. I mean, it was just, when you get home, here's what I want you to do. I want you to drink this kind of tea and blah, blah, blah. You don't get that everywhere.
No.
And
she treats, but she treats everyone that way.
Exactly. And this wasn't Tanya. This was her employee.
I know, but I'm saying that. But that isn't just sort of, oh, Debbie runs the United Way favor kind of thing.
They didn't know
they
who
do
I
that
was. Yes.
With everyone.
And, you know, I called Tanya afterwards and I said, I just got to say, like, this place is amazing. And it comes from the top and trickles all the way to every employee. And I, kudos, because this is an amazing treasure we have in this community.
And what she does, unlike a lot of people, is that she constantly wants to be better.
Yes.
I mean, it's never enough. And in an industry where it can be very bureaucratic, you know, that is such a fresh sense of looking at things. And I've watched what's happening with the Community Cares campus and giving people another shot at life, or a third shot, or a fourth shot, whatever it might be. And those people get treated with the same dignity and the same respect. And we have people who have changed their lives and changed our community for the better because of her ability to have that vision.
Exactly. And, you know, I can give example after example, but when the Salvation Army, their men needed to be vaccinated. I mean, they're, you know, out in the community all the time. They're very high risk. And when we called Crossing, you don't get this everywhere where the CEO says, I'll be there. And she comes over and she's administering these shots, you know. And, you know, we were able to get all of their staff and all of their clients vaccinated. And so you don't see that everywhere.
No,
it's
don't.
Incredible.
Well, she's being honored tonight. She deserves it. She will completely deflect to the team. So that's why we're going to be embarrassing her every day this week.
She deserves it.
Absolutely, she does. And her entire team.
Yes.
No wrong answer there. Debbie, appreciate seeing you.
Thank you.
UWDecatur.org. Get a campaign started. Do some good. Add your name to that list of the people who are doers.
Exactly. It'll be fun.
Trust me, they want your help.
We need your help.
Yes. That's it for us. If you missed any of the show today, podcast driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group. You can find it at nowdecatur.com or anywhere you get your podcast. We'll be back with you bright and early, 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Have a great day. Enjoy the sunshine. We'll see you then.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now. Hundreds of millions of tax dollars set aside for economic recovery is set to be released soon. The Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity says the first back-to-business grant awards will be made in the coming days. Funds will continue to go out until the program's $250 million is expended. A recent study from JMA Internal Medicine shows nursing home workers are less than 50% vaccinated nationwide as of July 18th. According to the latest figures from the AARP COVID-19 dashboard, just 31% of Illinois nursing homes have a vaccination rate of at least 75% for all staff. Vaccines will be required for all state employees.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.